Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, obviously, week before the draft, GMs are going to tell you nothing, or they're going to outright lie to you. What about this? What if that audio means he's not worried about that scenario because we're moving up? They still haven't signed a corner.
No.
And everybody thinks trading down, trade down, trade down. What happens when you hear about something before the draft too much?
Doesn't happen.
Ha ha ha. Fully clothed. So.
You got to stop doing this.
I can't help it. That was an amazing WWJ news report. What if a week from tonight, they're actually moving up and they're taking a corner? What if Brad Holmes has centered in as an elite scout, as the guy who corners and safeties were his specialty in Los Angeles? Mm-hmm. What if Brad Holmes is able to so easily and perfectly answer that question? And laugh a little bit because he knows. Inside that buttoned-up three-piece vest, he's got another card to play. What if we're moving up for what he deems to be the number one corner in the draft?
You know what? How about I meet you halfway? I like what you're thinking. I like where you're going with this.
Fully clothed?
Maybe. Because the thing is, when he makes those senior days and those trips to Alabama, he normally comes away with a player. When you look at the history, he went again this year. We all thought it was for Kool-Aid. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's for Arnold, the better of the corners. Kool-Aid, and that was last week. Let's get Terrion Arnold. Let's move up. So you're right. And that's one where you don't have to, like, really break the bank to move up.
And what would set this town ablaze?
You probably need to move up. Let me see that.
14 spots.
No, I was about to say, to get him, you probably need to move about 9 to 10 spots.
Okay.
I just... That's what I'm saying. Let's split the difference because I think he's got an infinity for Alabama players, and it's worked so far.
Brian Branch has put the word out.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
J-Mo.
We'll have some fun with this. The idea of the trade down has been talked about too much. Brad answered it too perfectly.
He was ready.
And what if, in front of 150,000 people, now all of a sudden, the Detroit Lions are now on the clock. People will be having babies.
The question is Brad Holmes going to be fully clothed or not?
Fully.
You sure? Because at this point,
at least a vest on.
If he trades up, that's all he would need is a vest. And that's it.
What if Holmes makes the pick, vest, no shirt underneath, goes full Chippendales, dials it up draft night?
Yeah.
Like Rambo, bullet chain, vest, no shirt.
Come out there to I'm a Real American, Hulk Hogan style.
Lions bandana. Yes.
Ear to the crowd. Let me hear it. Kenny, I don't hear you in the back.
Right. But what if the actual plan is they're going to move up? That they don't have that secondary corner with Cam Sutton gone. Holmes has shown you he will maneuver and he will take the players he identifies, right? Mm-hmm. Rico, people at large, David, Kenny. Week from tonight, they make a substantial trade to move up and draft a corner. What is your reaction? 248-539-9797. And I'll get it out of the way. I'd have no problem with it. Because once again, no matter how badly some of you want to act like, oh, you don't trust Brad. I trust Brad explicitly. I don't have to drink his bathwater in free agency. The draft? No qualms. Do whatever the hell you want. But what about a bold draft night move in front of 150,000 people? Kenny Cott, no pants on. And they move up to pick 15 and take Terry and Arnold. They move up to pick 14 and take Quinyon Mitchell. I'm just asking. 248-539-9797. That audio, they're going to do the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Come on. David, tell me. Now, if you think I'm crazy, you could say it. I don't even have feelings. I'm crazy, aren't I?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
I'm crazy.
I will say this. I agree with you, especially on the cornerback situation. Kenny has been yelling at me for a week because all I've been doing is yelling at him over and over again, telling him the Lions are getting a corner. They're getting a corner. I've looked at their top 30 visits that teams do before the draft, and it's nothing but cornerbacks on that list. But there's two names on that list. Quinyon Mitchell, who came in for the local day visit, along with they met at the combine. And then Terrion Arnold, who, Rico, you already mentioned, they went to mm-hmm. Alabama's pro day. What's the thing with those two? They're not going to be there at 29.
Oh, you that's right.
You have to trade up to get them. And I believe they've fallen in love with one of them, maybe both of them. And now, yes, a trade up is happening.
See, in their perfect world, all the J.J. love happens. It's nothing but quarterbacks, wide receivers, O-linemen, Dallas Turner, a bunch of defensive players that I do think if you hit around pick, I'm trying to think because, you know, the Raiders after the Raiders and they're still both of those corners are sitting there. Okay, who can we make that deal with to move up? Who needs this? Who can we make that call to? I mean, you got the, like I said, I think you probably have to at least move up to the Rams, and I think the Rams are at pick 19. That's the floor. Anything past that, and it's probably this plan is not going to work. So, you know, he's got a relationship with the Rams that maybe he could pick up the phone. If one of those guys is still there at 19, it would cost, looking at the value chart, you would swap your number one pick, plus you would have to give them a number three in order to move up to get that corner that you want.
And here's my thing. I trust Brad Holmes enough. If he's identified a corner he likes, I really don't care what it costs to do it. Like, I'm gonna go with it because he's at the craps table. And he's just making point after point after point. The luck will run out. Right. They're going to have a draft bust. They're going to have a bad draft class at some point. I'm just saying, while he's hot, okay. You know, for all the people who like that stupid phrase, let him cook. No, seriously, get him an apron. Let him cook.
Now, if he's really in love with one, he could probably move up if you trade the number one and number two pick this year. He could move up as high as about pick 16, Seattle. That's about the highest that he could get without having to go and just mortgage the future.
Kenny?
I think my opinion of it would be unmitigated excitement because of exactly what you said. I would think that we're about exactly.
Indeed.
He's built up, as you've said, the track record of, I think we're about to get one of the best corners in this draft if he does that.
And you're a Super Bowl team.
And you're a Super Bowl
and
team.
And you feel you might be one player away.
Exactly. He's built up this track record, and now it pays off. It cashes in. He trades up. I'm almost at a point where he could trade up, and I'm not quite sure I care what he goes after. If he's trading up, I think we're going to get one of the best first-rounders in the draft. And outside of a quarterback,
right,
outside
well,
of all
that. Let me sell you this pen. Because Rico brings up something interesting here. When you look at, you're going to see at least five receivers go in the top 20. Five in the top 20 minimum. Mm-hmm. You're going to see likely at least 4 quarterbacks in the top 20.
9 picks.
Okay. Yep. So then you factor in, let's make one assumption. One team is going to do something incredibly stupid. Just brain dead, cheese crunchies for brains, idiocy. That means if you move at all, in essence, you're getting one of the 10 best players in this deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there could be something
because think
to
about,
it.
You still have probably about 3 O-linemen that'll go up in there. So now you're at 12. Dallas Turner's in there. Now you're at 13. If you're the Lions, you need these guys to slide. If they can get to about pick 16, if both are there at pick 15, then that's when you pick up the phone, you call Seattle and say, hey, let's do this. You take our first, we swap first round picks, plus we give you our second round pick.
The Brad audio. Do you believe trading out of that pick is the reality? Do you believe that's something that they would do? And obviously, you got an organization to run. But it is a very unique situation coming off the greatest season in team history. The draft is here. There will be 125,000, 150,000 people here. They're not trading out of that pick, are they? So what would it lead you to? Well, Brad Holmes identifies what he wants, and he points the gun, and he goes after it. What if it's a move up to get a corner? 248-539-9797. We'll start with that. We got the leaked Lions uniforms. We'll get to those as well.
Hmm. No, this may actually work because here's the other thing. You got between Denver and the Raiders and what the Vikings are going to do. You may see either a Penix or a Nix slide into one of those spots as well. So that just keeps pushing all of those corners down. Now, eventually, I think it's going to be one of those where the run on corners happen, where you see 3 go in a row. But if you could push that down to like the late teens, he's got enough. He can jump in there. It's going to cost you your second rounder.
What is your reaction to it if it happens? Week from tonight, guys. They move up, they take a corner. Or they just move up at all. Is that, how about this? Maybe the better way to phrase it is, collectively, could we all be Kenny, where it's, I don't even care necessarily what they take. I like the idea of adding an elite prospect to this Super Bowl team. That's really what moving up is. Maybe Kenny said it best that it wouldn't matter. That if he moved up,
it wouldn't matter. And I'm kind of...
I'll tell you one thing. Your plums would explode if they got a Dunze. I would need a new co-host. Rico would be in a hospital bed with frozen peas on his lap.
No, we would just have him calling in every week. So,
good Lord.
He would be our Jared Goff. The only thing is,
Don't be the deflator. Don't do it right now. It's 68 and sunny. Don't you dare deflate the vibes.
Now that's been you for the last 2 days.
Fully clothed. 248-539-9797. We're going to get to your phone calls. We're going to talk about the uniforms a little bit. They got leaked. Rico has a far stronger opinion than I do. I'm going to take a page out of John Jansen's book.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to live in delusion. I'm going to let it play out. And I have a reason. We'll get to all that and more next. 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 5 o'clock, good to have you. Just heard in the update there, the full reveal of the uniform, 7 o'clock. We've seen the base jersey. And while we're going to continue with the Brad Holmes stuff, let's at least mix this in for people, too. If it's a week from tonight and the Lions make a bold move up, are we all good regardless of what they select? Yeah. I would be. I think adding elite players to a Super Bowl team is far more important than adding the depth. And if you believe you're a player away, specifically defensively, and Brad Holmes has identified whether it's a D lineman, whether it is a corner, if Brad Holmes has identified, hey, this is one of my 8 favorite prospects.
What if it's a center? You okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
Because you know, if I'm sitting at 29, that's been my preference all along. I just want to know about the people. Let's talk uniforms for 1 minute before we get to the callers. I'm not going to go crazy about it because I want to see it all together. I want to see it with the helmets. I want to see the pants. I want to see what this all looks like. So everyone saw earlier, it leaked somehow through Fanatics. Look, this is the other. It's really hard when you have like 9 million corporate partners to keep a leak from happening.
It was kind of like when the MSU black jersey came out right, and it leaked on a children's website.
Now, I am going to let this play out because I don't want to overreact to it. The biggest compliment I could pay is that the WCF is off the jersey. Thank God. But outside of that, I was underwhelmed. They just didn't evoke much of a reaction. They're not bad. I don't think they're great. Do I like block numbers? Well, sure.
I think the helmet is what's going to set it apart.
Need to see it all together.
Now, if the helmet comes out there and it's like, you know what? Yes. I like this. Like kind of how the Jets tweaked their helmet.
But you're happy for a different reason. The black is back.
No, that's what you all thought I was going to say. But that's not
what
I was going to say.
Kenny said, and we know why.
No, I'm happy, but you said the same reason why. I for years have said, you can go ahead and take that patch off the jersey. The William Clay Ford patch.
Yeah, we can lose it.
We can go ahead and, well, we got to keep it on for tradition. What tradition? No, let's take it off.
Let's keep it on for losing.
And now when I looked at this, somebody was like, well, did you notice the patch wasn't? I was like, it'll be on. I was like, wait, it's not. Because then they show like some of the players. Because honestly, I think the Lions leaked this themselves because they had a video already up saying, I can't believe you guys leaked this on their official site. I'm like, Who actually leaked it? And it's a video of Jared Goff holding a black jersey saying, I should just put this out on Twitter and leak it. But the fact that it's not on there, I think that's a gigantic step in the right direction. You are moving away from the past. The black jersey, look, here's the thing. If they go out there
and win,
and they wear the black jersey and they defeat the Cowboys or they defeat the 49ers, you know what? This town's going to love them. If they go out there and lose to the Vikings in them, oh, my God, these are the worst things ever. We've seen that before. Heck, we saw that with the Red Wings. So it all depends on what happens when they wear them. I'm indifferent. I don't care. I mean, the black jersey, if you pair it up nicely, do you have a black helmet to go with it?
I got to wait and see.
Yeah.
I will wait and see. And like I said, you know, yeah, I really liked what the Jets did the day prior. I thought that that evoked the perfect blend of old school where they had that Kelly green as when I was growing up, like Mark Gastineau and Kenny O'Brien, and they modernized it. And I go, that's really nice, and it's timeless. The Lions, it was just very plain. And guess what? It can be good. I will wait and see. But if people have initial reactions, go for it. You'll find out at 7 what the whole damn thing looks like. And I have a feeling I'll like it more
I
see it all put together.
Because like last year, that helmet had a lot to do with the Bronco. I mean, with the Mustang. And I guess this year's jersey has a lot to do with the Bronco, with the lettering and things like that. Because that was a part of their little sneak preview. Yeah, I need to see. Because if you come out with I still like last year's helmet. That Mustang helmet, I love it. I wish you would bring it back and make it your permanent one. Kenny, call your people, man. Make it happen. Because that thing was sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, 100%. I'm in on that too.
I just didn't understand why they didn't do it in silver. You know, the two bars behind that lion can be blue and white. It would work. Like, I look, we'll see. I'm not going to freak out because I'm with Rico on this. You win games, you're going to end up putting up with whatever you're wearing. You know, the grays didn't look bad when you were kicking everybody's ass.
Right.
People stop bitching about those gray uniforms. I like the grays, by the way. I'm a freak. I like them.
But, yeah, if you win, then everybody who says, oh, the black reminds me of the 0-16 gears and all that. No, it won't.
Oh,
you know what's going to remind you of? Winning.
Make no mistake. I hate those jerseys.
The black ones?
Yeah, I don't need that. It's not in your color scheme. I don't need it.
See, that's why I wasn't a fan of bringing back the black uniforms because
all I think
they
of
lost
is Kevin Smith.
Roy Williams.
Okay, but imagine if it's Jahmyr Gibbs, if it's J-Mo,
losing,
and you're winning, that you go out, you wear those black jerseys, and you knock off San Francisco and Dallas in back-to-back games. People are going to petition, never take them off. Keep wearing them every week. Those are our – or now you're going to play in that playoff game, hope they put wear those black jerseys. So if you win, you'll forget about – the all the bad years, the Roy Williams, you'll forget about all of that stuff. And you'll just remember Aiden making a sack and doing his little sack thriller dance in the black jersey.
248-539-9797. David, let's start with ticket texts and then we'll get to some calls. Both the uniforms are in play. Or Brad Holmes, a week from tonight, he talked. I just twisted what he said for fun, which is maybe we just go reverse of the reverse psychology and they're actually moving up. They're going to make a bold move in front of the fan base. Everyone's going to go wild, and they're going to take a corner.
See, I mean, I see that, but I just think Brad was sitting there saying, we're sitting at 29, and if Knicks and Penix are still on the clock, we're going to be getting a lot of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go ahead and stockpile and get and bring in more players. That's the thing. I think if either Knicks – or Penix goes unexpectedly early, then I think he pulls the trigger and he moves up. But if both of those quarterbacks are sliding down, he's in an advantageous spot to just let somebody say, hey, your Giants, for example, we didn't take a quarterback. We need one. Let's go get one. And we'll trade up into getting it.
Oh, I'll make that deal right now with Detroit if you like. I'll give you whatever you want for pick 29.
So, yeah,
but I'm not trying to ruin your joy.
I want
you guys to have a pick on the first night because, no, people would be super bummed out. But if you're telling me, like right here, right now, what do you need? Happy to do business.
See,
I'm desperate.
I think it would be a temporary like, oh. But then you would think, okay, he just added more capital, more picks, and this man nails the draft. Sure, we'll be back to like. Were you not going to come back the next day?
See,
no, you were going to be there anyway.
And that's what Brad continued to say. I didn't put all of that in the cut, but he continued to say they'll forgive us, but not immediately.
Right.
Like later on, when football's going on in November, they say, "Yeah, it worked out." They'll forgive them.
How about 12 hours later? They'll forgive, or 24 hours later, they'll be like, "Oh, okay, we got two picks in the second round, plus we got two picks in the third round. We're good." Yeah, love that.
Will texts in and says, the amount of draft capital required to trade up for a cornerback doesn't seem worth it. Mike traditionally has said you win with the tip of the sword, so keep building the trenches.
I do, and I agree with it. And I do want an offensive lineman. But I'm making a point. I am up against a fan base who blindly just believes whatever when it comes to Brad Holmes. So I'm giving you one of your scenarios to test how far you're willing to go. Like, I could sit at 29 and be totally happy, but I'm a weirdo. I it's easy for me to understand that Brad Holmes at 29 has better odds of picking a good player than the average GM. And I'll let the draft come to me, and we're going to have a good time with it. We'll take a really nice player.
Yeah, draft becomes fluid because now you see where the runs are. Do we want to jump in? Wait, you know what? That run is actually good for us,
but
because that means our players are sliding down.
But if he's got a guy he really wants, all I'm telling you is I'm good if he goes up and does it.
I mean,
and I'm willing to risk it for the biscuit.
He's done it 2 years in a row. Went up, got Gibbs.
Well, right, so what's the point of drafting something nice and safe and sound at 29? Or if Brad identifies what he deems to be as his next Jahmyr Gibbs or his next Sam LaPorta. Right. If he, and again, I don't think J-Mo's been a success. Sorry. The point is, if he identifies it, he wants it. And by the way, I still like the J-Mo pick when he made it.
Right.
Because you want to add elite players. So if he's got a corner who he goes, I have him number 7 on my board.
Right. No, I understand. And I'll be the one right now.
I know people think we're negative. I think this will be J-Mo's year. I think that all the shenanigans are behind him. I think he got a taste of what it felt like to be the guy.
But we're negative.
In that NFC championship
we're
game.
We're negative because the guy has either not been available or has been largely ineffective. I'm not playing that game.
No. I'm saying I think that he got a taste of it, and I think that the shenanigans are going to be behind him, and I think this will be his breakout year. So it took a while, but you're going to see the fruits of taking that pick of moving up to get J-Mo. Yes, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Based on the last couple of trade-ups, I'm getting closer and closer to putting it on the glass board over there.
Do it right now.
That there will be a trade-up from 29 by Brad.
To the board.
Okay.
To the board, Kenneth, in that hideous Macho Man t-shirt.
All right.
248-539.
Kenny with the crazy puff.
That's right. We will get to your phone calls. We'll get some more of the ticket texts as well. Uniforms are in play. Week from tonight, draft talk. We'll play. Bump back with that audio, too, if you would, David.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's Brad Holmes, week from tonight, so I've just thrown the opposite out. What if it's not a trade down at all? What if he is actually going to pull the rabbit out of his hat, move up, you're a Super Bowl team, you kind of do what the Chiefs did a couple of years ago. You just move up and go get McDuffie. You pair up the corner you have in L'Jarius Sneed. You pair up the corner you have in Carlton Davis. And you get not just a guy, you get Brad Holmes' version of the guy. Yeah, I actually would prefer the move up versus the move down. If you're not allowed to stay at 29, I'd say move up. Why? I trust him. Why? Because I think you're built right. Because I do think you're a Super Bowl team. And the teams that earn the right to make moves like that are Super Bowl teams. I just how I view the world.
Well, let me add to that moving up.
What happened now? Because you're smiling and giggling over there. What's going on?
Where he may move up. Kind of goes, what did I say? Whenever he goes down to Alabama, he normally comes back with Alabama players. He moves up. The crowd is excited. They announce the name. David, Terrion Arnold's going to be here in Detroit. He is one of the 13 who said, I will come to Detroit. So now the fans, you can blow the roof off of the place. He's going to walk across there, hold that Lions number one jersey. Oh, yeah. Kenny?
Kenny's excited in here.
So I'm just painting a picture, that's all.
Oh, my.
That, yes. What you're saying, he moves up, and the guy is actually here. Because I think it'll be a little anticlimactic if, hey, you say this person and...
Take it a step further. They've already promised Arnold he's going to be a Lion. Uh-huh. There. Let's have all the fun a week out.
Okay.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike and Rico. This is a real treat for me because usually I don't get out of work till 4:30 and have to listen on the rewind. But this is the way I see it. Brad Holmes evaluates talent differently than most of these GMs. Last year he had 14 first-round grades for players, and he got one of them at 45. I think that if he sees a cornerback that he might have as a top five player on his board, mm-hmm. he'll move up as far as he has to get him.
I'm with you. And John, do you want that? Like, he was asked about moving down. If I give you the choice that it is illegal to stay at 29, move up or move down, which one do you want him doing?
Okay, back at the end of the draft, much like you, I prefer an offensive lineman if there's a really good one available. But if he moves up to get that corner that might be the elite difference maker, I am all for it. And I will be at the draft, and I'll be screaming like anybody else there.
Yeah, oh, listen, if they move up, the place would go wild.
And I guarantee it, and I'll be there to experience it. I love it.
No, it's great. John, listen, I mean, I'm so happy that we've arrived at a point where it's not crazy to suggest it. It's not radio hyperbole. It's complimentary of where this team is at. Like, we all would sit there. If the Niners did something crazy like they did a couple of years ago, you didn't flinch because it's the Niners. Well, now you're the Niners. You're in that position. So, yeah, I'm rooting for it, Johnny. I am. To hell with moving down. Let's move on up. What? I just think a week out, it's fun to do this type of exercise, if you will.
No, it is.
Now, if you can't stay at 29, you're moving up or down?
You know, I want to move down.
Okay.
But I don't want
the
to.
The deflator strikes
again. I want you to get more picks because I'm crunching the Giants number because I think they're the team that may move back up in there, which means that you end up with the Giants second round pick and you would get back-to-back picks in the third round because the Giants pick right ahead of Detroit.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the math would add up that the Giants give you their second and third round pick. They move back in there. They get their quarterback. Yes, I think at that point, Lions fans would be, as Brad Holmes, slightly disappointed until the next day when you are now picking up four players instead of just two. Yes, you will. Okay, any chance, and this is just shot in the dark.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any chance with Carolina with so many picks that they move up and take another quarterback because they're not sold on Bryce Young?
No, I think if they move up, it's for a wide receiver.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just giving you my honest opinion.
I mean, because maybe somebody is just like, okay, you know what?
Who's the short guy? That's your franchise quarterback.
We got the first pick, and I think they got the seventh or eighth pick of the second round. We can move up and get another quarterback.
They're in disrepair.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Could they go full Josh Rosen and just say, maybe we made a mistake?
I'm vetoing this entire proposal.
No, I said I'm just asking.
And I'm answering.
The only difference is Arizona had the number one pick all over again, and that allowed them to say we can move on.
Didn't they take Rosen at like 11 or 12?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, and then they get
Kyler.
I think
it was the 10th pick game. No, but you're right. But it's just one of those, if one of those guys is there, and it's like.
What you have to do is convince someone to come up and get your pick. Versus waiting for, you know, this always happens. The start of day two, the first round of the second pick, the first pick of the second round, that's the one that gets dealt.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, would it be possible that they just realize they see what we all see? Like, this isn't going to work. How about we just pull the plug now and go find our CJ Stroud and and trade with the Lions? Okay.
Man, they're putting that crack in the vending machine again, aren't they?
248. And that's why I said I just wanted to ask the question.
David, ticket text.
8-2 in Tecumseh says, I'd rather move up for an edge rusher. Less growing pains than the cornerback.
And again, I don't care what they would move up to take. If we're asking the question a week from tonight, staying at 29 is illegal. You got to move up or down. Which is it? I'd move up because I trust Brad Holmes to find an elite player. And I think you're on the edge of Super Bowl time here. So, let's go swing for the fences.
Here's why I would rather move down. Because the history of this team, you brought in a lot of people, and it's just the free agents are all injury prone. So with the four picks, you're allowing yourself to have depth so that when they do get injured, because God knows they will, you got people who can go in there and replace them. You don't have to rush them out on the field, But if somebody goes down in week nine, okay, son, it's your turn. Go out there, next man up. And it's not this drop-off where you're like, you got to scour the free agents just to fill out roster spots and getting people off the practice squad. So that's why I would rather go that route, because you, especially on defense, you got a lot of people with a lot of injury problems, prior injury problems.
That's why we're moving up and getting the best corner in the draft. David, go ahead.
Yeah, this is from Mark. He's being funny here, but it's, I want Brad to trade 29-61 in next year's first and third to Arizona for Maserati.
I'll just go get Marv and play a video game? Sure, why not? Hey, just for fun, because I mean, we're just rapping about the draft. Do you think there's anything to this where Harrison isn't the first wideout off the board? That Malik Nabers is actually going to go ahead of him? Or do you think that's just pre-draft?
There's been a lot of noise about it, man. I don't know.
You know what it is? It's what you hear every year. It was, maybe Trevor Lawrence isn't the best quarterback and he won't go number one.
A clean prospect. Eventually, you have to start throwing dirt. Yeah.
Right, it's fatigue. Because you keep saying this person's the best. So you know what? In order for me to gain an audience, what if I say this person is actually better? And now people are clicking on my article. When really, no, he's going to be the first one taken.
248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls, some ticket texts as well. All things Lions, because there's not a lot to talk about with the Tigers.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I gotta say this. Rico just pointed this out. I don't know what this god-awful show is that Bally puts on in the afternoon where they've got like a Dan Leach lookalike in a skeleton jacket, but for the love of God, somebody's got to pull a plug on this thing. I told Rico, I go, that's your guy. I don't know what the hell this is.
All right.
I thought there was an actual bar you needed to clear to do TV these days. Rico?
Hey, you know what? They grew up in the mean streets of Chicago, okay? Don't mess with them. All right, draft 1 week from tonight.
Yes.
I want you guys to put on your hats, and let's talk this through. Come at the end of the season.
Okay.
Which wide receiver do you think will be the best receiver in the league, have the most impact in the league after year one?
You're talking a rookie?
The rookie,
oh, who's, yes. Who's this year's Puka Nacua is basically what you're asking.
Harrison, Nabers, Adunze, or off the charts, somebody that we're not talking about. Yeah,
Can I blanket answer whoever Arizona takes? That's the problem, is they're so dependent on situation. So, for instance, like Malik Nabers, if he ends up with the Giants, you're going to be limited by the quarterback. But if you go to Arizona, all jokes aside about Kyler, like at least there's proof of life there.
And here's the thing. Yeah, Arizona's entertaining. They just find ways to lose.
That is correct.
They're where the Lions used to be years ago, where you just had to wait to the final 5 minutes, and then they would just trip over themselves.
I'll still say Harrison, based on the pedigree, based on he can do everything. The only thing holding him back, he just doesn't have that 4-2 Tyreek Hill speed. But it's got to be Harrison for me.
David?
I'm going to go off the board. Everyone talks about the top receivers, but I'm going to go to another Washington receiver.
You're going Puka Nacua.
No, I am type guy. Polk. I'm going Jalen McMillan.
Oh.
Polk is another good guy, but I'm going Jalen McMillan because he can play that slot, and he can do something different for a team that may draft him in the second or third round.
Okay. Kenny, you want to get down to this?
Oh, he's going Ladd McConkey. Just moving on.
I honestly did think about going Ladd McConkey, but as a goof. But I think I'm with you, Mike. I think it's Marvin for me. He can make up for any of Kyler's shortcomings in my eyes.
Oh, but think about a guy like Ladd McConkey if he ended up on a Kansas City. Yes. Or he ended up on an Atlanta.
Yep. See, I'm going to go with this. Kind of what you said, except for if one of the receivers ends up with the Chargers, I think that's going to be the one. Because there's nobody ahead of you. And Herbert is trying to just get into the playoffs and win games. So you're going to get a majority of the balls thrown to you. So kind of how Puka was, I think that's going to be whoever they Chargers take. It's going to be that guy. Let's do the same deep thoughts with the quarterbacks. Which quarterback is going to have that impact in the first year? Maybe not C.J. Stroud-like, but somebody that you're like, wow, this team has something to build on. Which of the quarterbacks?
Kenny, go ahead. Go reverse order.
I'm not going to do the lazy route and pick Caleb.
No, no, no. Kenny, you could pick whoever you want.
No, and that's not who I would have picked in the first place.
Remember, last year, if you'd said Bryce Young, it went horribly wrong. So there's no wrong answer here, Kenny.
I'm going to go Jaden Daniels. I think wherever he ends up going, they're going to build around him, and it's going to look pretty nice. I don't know. Caleb, to me, it does feel like last year a little bit with Caleb. That's just for me.
Okay, David.
It's funny you say that, Kenny, because I was also thinking Jaden Daniels, but the Washington aspect is still there. They're a horrible franchise.
With a horrible O-line.
Yeah, maybe he can elevate them, but it'll be tough. But I'm still stick with Daniels.
I mean, if Caleb is not available to choose...
He's available.
No, he's available to choose.
I actually, look, the Bears have the pieces. I don't, you know, Rico and I are like-minded in this. I think Caleb's a good prospect, but I just don't view him like Andrew Luck, like this can't-miss thing. But, yeah, the Bears are going to have something solid around him. I'll say Caleb. My issue is a couple of these guys are going to go to horrible situations. Like if Drake May or JJ go to the Pats.
There you go.
I can't help you there.
And I was going to say, for me, if Minnesota trades up to 3, then it'll be Drake May. Because whoever goes to the Vikings, you got weapons.
You do.
You got toys.
You do.
It really is, son, don't throw to the team in the other color, and we'll be okay. We'll rely on our punter. Don't do anything stupid.
Okay, you go TBD, whoever the Vikings
get. No, he wouldn't let me do that with the wide receivers.
I will let you. I said you could do that with the wide receivers. Yeah, I think the Vikings. So it may set up, David, that your boy, McSizzle, could be that impact guy because he would have all the toys there. Like, it would be set up for him. If he can't get it done, then he just can't get it done.
Yeah, Minnesota's a great spot for JJ. Legitimate weapons and a real offensive-minded coach in O'Connell. That's a great spot for him.
So Devontae Smith earlier signed that 3-year, $75 million extension. What does that mean for Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Five at 150?
Think so?
Yeah, I just think Amon-Ra's a better football player. And look, Devontae doing the 3 years surprised me. I really thought they would have... He would have demanded more, but he's always going to be the number two there. So Amon-Ra is always going to be the number one here.
Just about to say that. He's number one here. Smith is always number two. So Amon-Ra is going to get the much better
four deal. 4 at 120.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but maybe – I'm sorry, Kenny, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, you guys said it all. I'm completely with you guys. He's number one. Exactly.
See, I like what he did. If you're St. Brown – you get two deals out of this. You take the 3-year deal, you're still going to be in your prime 3 years later. You can renegotiate and sign another deal. If you go with the 4 or the 5-year deal, who knows what happens? You keep this thing going. I mean, to me, Devontae Smith is going to be able to renegotiate this thing in 2 more years and collect again. So if I'm St. Brown, I may want to go that 3-year route and just try to get a second, squeeze a second payday out of this. Sticking with wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Come draft night, 1, 2, or none, does T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk get moved on draft night?
Oh, man.
All right. Your choices are 1, both, or none.
All right. I'm just going to go with what I'm rooting for. I need one. I need a big trade in the first. I love seeing it. I love how the NFL's become the NBA with player movement. So I'll say 1. But that's selfish.
No. You want to call your shot on the one?
No.
Or just one?
No. I have no idea. I know Field. You told me Ayuk deleted everything and I don't like the Niners no more.
But here's the thing about Ayuk. His agent and John Lynch, best friends. Lynch was his agent's best man in the wedding. So got a feeling that he's playing the game, he's posturing, but Lynch says, I want to get this thing done. You know they're calling each other every day. But 1, both, or none?
I think none, and I'm going to base my opinion off of the A.J. Brown draft day trade. You heard nothing with that. Not a peep from either side about whether they're going to do a deal, not do a deal. You've heard too much on either side.
I know you're right. I just don't like it.
I know. I would love a deal, too. Trade T. Higgins right now, but it ain't going to happen.
All the sizzle.
Because, David, your team is one of the teams people keep saying is going to go after one of those two.
I know. So personally, yes, but no, it's not.
Do you have a quarterback yet? Oh, Ross is there. That's right. I forgot. Wow. Let's ride.
I think that's sufficient. Kenny, your take, and then we'll move.
Yeah, I'll say none. I think this is draft silly season. Whenever you see the smoke, you got to try to avoid looking directly at it. Otherwise, you're going to look like a fool.
All right. That's your NFL Blitz, 97-1.
All right, now, what do we got coming up next? I feel like it's different people every night.
Got Wojo and Rieger.
I think it's Rieger and Mark.
No, Rieger said Wojo's in.
Oh, Kenny, you lied to me, Kenny.
You sure? Because if you're listening to Wojo last night, he probably needs to talk to somebody. Wojo sounded like he was emotionally disturbed last night.
Wojo said he's bringing real radio back to Detroit.
Back would suggest he ever brought it in the first place. All I know is he can use us as his show topic any day he likes, because that just tells me you don't have any preparation. Man, he was bumping his gums about us.
There's always that tub of pretzels, so. He needs.
He was bumping his gums about me for 45 damn minutes. I'm like, okay. And Mark was taking him to task, and he didn't want no part of it.
Well, you know, you're a little bit of a pot stirrer. You angered the people because you're from New York, and you can't appreciate
mediocrity.
The little things.
You're
no,
right.
No.
I can't.
No. No, no, no.
Oh, let me give it to you. Then hold on. No.
The little things in life. Stop and smell
of 3 seconds
roast.
of what?
Yeah, David, I'm with you. I appreciate every day, but that doesn't apply to sports. My life and sports are two different things.
You talk about we had a moment yesterday. A moment of yeah, what?
Yeah, I mean, Mike is the one that goes up to the little Girl Scouts when they're selling cookies and knocks them all off the table.
No.
No!
Now I'm giving it to you. No, I buy them and I give them away. I don't have the heart to say no, but I also don't need those things as a part of my life, so I just give them away.
Yeah, I just normally make the donation like you. I'm like, you know, I just get the money.
You know how much crap I've bought for my niece? None of it's ever shown up at my house because I just openly tell my sister.
Wait, you know what? You, Mike, you, there's hope for you yet because you don't bring it here and force us to buy it.
I would never.
So.
No, I've already, no, I would never. I hate those people.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, support this ratty cousin of mine.
Wait,
no!
Hold on. Wait, you get your kid in the backyard, put on your worst clothes ever so I can take a photograph of you and put it next to this.
Oh, the worst people are the ones who used to bring the kid to tailgate like a drug trafficker. They'd bring the kid to tailgate with a box of candy, and it's like, I ain't trying to, no sales pitch, get out.
And here's how we bring it full circle.
Yeah.
The kid is out there saying, help me, I'm poor, like the wings were.
And here was my response.
No, that was Roberto
when
he brought that coupon box in here, whatever he did.
Oh, that was such a ripoff, too. That was absolute extortion.
I remember I bought it, and they were like, what is this? Like, yeah, I got this thing. Like, you can only use it
in St. Clair Shores or something
stores,
like that.
Three stores on one street, and that's it.
He had a only coupon book, and it was all made up places like Cracks R Us and all this. And you're like,
yeah, only between the hours of 7 and 8 every other Thursday.
Under a full moon. David, a few ticket texts, and then we'll welcome in the night show.
Yeah, let me give you some feedback on the jersey. Someone's saying the jerseys are excellent and are so much better than the Jets. Timmy Clarkson says, typical Lions, they change nothing, add a black jersey, and writing inside of the jersey no one will ever see.
Well, they did. I don't think people realize it, but like in the blue jersey, it's white numbers and white lettering instead of the gray. So it looks like the gray is being downplayed in both jerseys. It's going to go with the blue and the white, a new blue.
Let me see them.
Let's hope. Like I said, I want to see the helmets that they come out with because to me,
I got a bad feeling the blue helmet's going with the white face mask and a white number. I'll wait and see.
Wait and see.
Yeah, someone is asking. So does the black jersey mean all gray with the throwback helmets are gone? Please tell me that's not the case.
Well, no, they can still do the whole color rush
thing too. So I'm sure they can.
I think the color rush is going to be the black, my opinion.
But now, but you know what? If they wear the black jersey, then everybody who scores, we could say, touchdown black guy.
I got you.
Because whoever scores.
That's what you need.
Okay. I need that one on my board.
All righty.
Because that's everybody who scores wearing black will be touchdown Detroit black guy.
I mean, from a young person's perspective, my son showed me the black jersey today, and I love the blacks.
Oh, God, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Rieger, I got to tell you something. This guy over here, emotionally disturbed. Feathers, consider them ruffled.
What do you mean?
Wojo, you were in a different mental space last night. I thought you were very unfair to Mark, by the way.
Oh,
how could you be mean to the new guy? That's not in your nature.
We got along swimmingly.
He was posting you up, and he was like, "Woj, I can't do a Mark Ryan impersonation because, like, I literally never could be that happy."
Think country cookies.
Oh,
think country cookies.
Or cookies, Adderall'd out of his mind. The point is. The point is, he goes, Woj, I need you to, what was he saying to you? He's like,
he wanted me, put
an expiration date on it.
Oh, that's right.
And you're like, I'm not going to. And then all of a sudden it swings back to me.
Well, yeah, because he took your side while he was with you here.
That's not my fault. But then he switched back. I don't know the guy.
To understanding that there is a gray area. We're in the gray area.
We are in the gray.
What is your side?
My side is the season was, it was such a collapse. No. Disaster is not fair. There was progress.
Okay.
But my problem is, at a certain point, progress has to net the reward. Them missing the playoffs had nothing to do with the last two nights. It was the previous 5 weeks where they played like idiots.
No, but my problem was you were ripping people for enjoying those moments
that was like 2 days ago.
Where they won the game. That's all we were talking about.
And I stand by it because, in fact, they were.
What did I tell you? What did I say?
What?
Enjoy the moment. No, I said,
right, I don't
enjoy
do that.
The moment.
No.
Enjoy the moment.
Enjoying moments is for life, not sports.
I will say, though, that Monday game at Little Caesars Arena, it was very enjoyable.
It was unbelievable.
Very enjoyable.
Hey, get a frame picture because you still didn't make the playoffs.
Okay, stop. I was thinking about that.
We're not talking wings anymore. I want to weigh in on the new jersey.
Please, letting it play out.
Yeah.
What are you, Jansen? I love
the black one. No, I do.
Wojo, all you are is all you want to do is get yourself on Mike's board.
No, that's what
you said. Exactly.
You know what happens when they wear the black jerseys? They run faster. They jump higher.
That's what
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Wojo said, I don't even care if I
just
get made
like
a drop.
You said yesterday, I'm only contractually obligated to be here to 555. I am not getting involved with this.
That's the only one that jumps out at me. I like that they didn't dramatically change the uniform.
I want to wait till 7. I want to see the whole thing put
the whole
together.
Okay.
To me, the helmets are what's going to either make or break.
But I think the helmets are staying the same.
I don't want to wait.
Are they going to bring back the blue helmets, the Mustang
The blue one with the skinny lion?
No. Yeah, I want that Mustang helmet.
No, that's for the black jersey. That is for the black jersey.
Okay, but the helmet itself is
going to
be
the same. Now, is there anything else I've done to you to make you so aggrieved, or can I go in peace now?
Let me just say this. Would you leave the little Ryan Mark guy alone?
I heard you were the one that was unfair.
No, he keeps trying to change his opinion so then Ryan Mark comes in and tries to take my opposite me when he was agreeing with Mike switching back.
I'll just say this.
Stop it.
I was told by more than one person you were belligerent with the new guy, and it's unacceptable.
Tell Rieger what I yelled at Jimmy when he walked in at the end of yesterday's show. Because Ryan was...
No, hold on. What did you say?
You laughed.
I quit.
No.
What did you say? I don't remember.
My name's Wojo.
Well, he barely works, so it's almost like he's quit.
No, you were hurling abuse my direction.
No, I did.
Hi, Jimmy. I'm Wojo. Nice to meet you.
My name's Wojo.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. No, I said, Jimmy, you son of a bitch. You hired another Valenti.
That's terrible.
Because he was siding with you.
Dude, that guy is so positive.
He
could never.
He is.
That's not even in his...
The positivity's starting to wear off.
Oh, don't worry. He's going to get ticketed in about 6 weeks. He'll understand. After the Tigers lose 9-10 and Scott Harris tells him everything's awesome, watch. See, Mark's going to come in here, rip his shirt off, drop an F-bomb, and go right back to South Carolina.
I gave him to October 1st. I'm like, by then, you're going to be in a totally different
that's
person.
That's a long time.
All right. Wow. Now read. These two are next.
Yeah. Big show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.